You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Yes, it is taking place, and to the places that you have mentioned above, and also to Dujua, a small town in Aidujua. But there is a flow of traffic, as it's only trucks that are not allowed to enter the town. And they formed a long queue there just before you enter the town. So it's only that is distracting the Dujua town. Otherwise, the shops are closed, and there are people that were there to do their businesses who are not able to get help. There are also elderly people that we spoke to that went to town to do their IDs. They couldn't get the help, and the teachers that were supposed to travel to other areas and pass through Aidujua town in the morning that were not able to pass. It's only those distractions. Otherwise, there is a flow of traffic. When we got there, there was a flow of traffic.
We were listening to a voice note here on the show by one of our listeners who's a truck driver who is around that particular area. He says that some of the trucks are used to blockade roads, and it does look like there may have been a torching of some trucks. Have you heard of this? Is this indeed true? Is that what you're seeing on the ground as well?
Nope, not the torturing part. Yes, they did use two trucks in Dujua to block the road. It's only that, not the torturing. There's no violence where we are. And even to the areas that you mentioned, which is Gonxe and East London, I did not hear about any violence or torturing that had happened.
And of course, one of the issues does look like it relates to scholar transport operators. Give us a sense of what exactly are the issues that they're complaining about?
The issues, if there are stories that we covered just before this shutdown happened, the stories that we covered before of scholar transports were around schools that did not have scholar transport or the payment of the scholar transport. And in this case, there are allegations that there are scholar transports, taxi scholar transports that have not been paid since January. And in the statement that the Department of Transport issued, they are mentioning that they'll make payments tomorrow and on the 15th. And the amount that is supposed to be paid out, it's 5.9 million to these taxi scholar transport. So it's around those issues. Those are the only issues or reasons that we had. The non-payments of these taxi scholar transports.
There's also, of course, the department, on top of them promising to pay, they are saying that the non-payment is due to technical challenges?
Yes, so that is the only statement that was issued. That is the only information that we have. And there were no further communications besides that there's technical issues. Those are the only reasons that we were given. Other than that, there was no other communication.
All right. Thank you very much, Nomzwanele. That is Nomzwanele Mngoma, our reporter, who is watching this particular shutdown by scholar transport operators in the Eastern Cape. There's disruption on some major roads there, and the Department of Transport saying that this was due to a technical issue. You'd remember that there were some, stories that were covered here of the scholar transport operators saying that they're quite upset about the fact that they are not getting their payment in time. And in some of the schools, there's no transportation for some of the learners who are coming from far-flung areas to then be able to make their way to school. So the department then coming out to say that there's a technical issue here. It does look like this technical issue, according to the department, is what was responsible for them not being able to pay these scholar transport operators. So now it has culminated to the situation where some of the trucks are being used to blockade some of the major routes there. And you even heard earlier on in the bulletin, Unatibing was saying that if some of the motorists are able to delay their travel time, he advises them to do so. So this is a developing story. They will continue to monitor it. And Nomzwanele is watching the developments there closely for us.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.